back in Poland. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden in Warsaw after making a surprise visit to Kyiv, where he met with Ukraine's president ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war with Russia.
The president had words of encouragement for the nation of Ukraine.
This is the largest land war in Europe in three quarters of a century. And you're succeeding.
According to his national security advisor, the president met with Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the war effort, as well as other aspects like energy infrastructure. The president also announced nearly $500 million in new aid to Ukraine. That includes not just ammunition, but also medical supplies and communication systems. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
2 weeks after the quake that rocked Turkey and Syria that killed tens of thousands, a new 6.4 magnitude quake in Turkey has killed at least three people and injured more than 200. The quake was centered in one of the worst hit regions of the February 6th quake. It was felt as far away as Egypt. EPA Administrator Michael Regan heads back to East Palestine, Ohio tomorrow to again meet with local, state and federal leaders and provide an update on the Norfolk Southern train derailment. As has an explosion at a metal plant just outside of Cleveland.
The blast happened around lunchtime at I. Schumann and Company, a producer of copper and other alloys in Bedford. The incident resulted in several people being taken to hospitals. A cause has not been pinpointed. This witness heard the booms and quickly realized there was more danger.
The beam flew across the street. That other beam flew across the street and blew out our window over here, knocked this guy's car down. Horrible.
Smoke could be seen for miles. Officials say the fire is under control. It's not known how seriously people are hurt.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Families of victims of terror attacks blaming big tech for the relatives' deaths and taking the case to the Supreme Court.
Families of those ISIS terror victims sued Twitter and Google after the companies allegedly steered extremist online material to viewers that would most likely be interested in them. Now, in Congress, members from both sides of the aisle have complained about the scope of Section 230. May sound bipartisan, but Democrats and Republicans essentially want different things for different reasons. The first case will be argued tomorrow at 10, followed by the second Wednesday at 10. A decision is expected by late June, but what both parties can agree on is the fact that the internet is vastly different than 1996.
Fox's David Spunt. The families say the social media content radicalized people, leading them to join the terror group. This comes during a push by lawmakers to ban TikTok for promoting harmful content to children and over claims it's a surveillance tool for China. United Airlines makes it easier for families to fly together.
United Airlines Holdings says it will change its seat tool map so children younger than 12 years old can be seated next to an adult in their party without a fee. The tool will make preferred seats in economy cabins, often aisle or window seats, available without an extra charge. United says more adjacent seating options will start appearing right away, and the change will be fully implemented by early March. Airlines have been under pressure from lawmakers and regulators to scrap junk fees that have made it difficult for families to fly together. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania at number one, earning $104 million. Avatar: The Way of Water remains in second with $6.4 million. Coming in third place is Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, bringing in $5.3 million. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.